today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to this episode under the title of Cyberspace Lifestyle. Today, Wednesday, is the 18th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is today's special. You choose to listen. And now, we bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 6.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ.
O you who have believed, if there comes to you a disobedient one with information, investigate, lest you harm a people out of ignorance and become, over what you have done, regretful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Addressed to believers, the blessed verse is question is saying that if an evildoer comes to you with intelligence, do not acknowledge it unless you investigate its veracity. Otherwise, if you do something in ignorance, you may have done something wrong, and thereafter you may regret what you have done. It is worthy of note that one of the most significant of Islamic sciences is that of transmission authorities, by which sound and unsound traditions narrated by transmitters may be assayed.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
Cyberspace lifestyle we look at too. In Islam, it is not enough just to believe, even though beliefs are the foundation of their religion. The beliefs must lead to action. If you do not act upon these beliefs, you cannot be a Muslim truly. The Muslim lifestyle is not just about outwardly doing the right thing. The value of an action dependent on the intention behind it. Some Muslim community leaders are worried about those young people who prefer to do everything online rather than meeting other Muslims face to face. By using chat rooms and educational websites, Muslims can talk to each other and learn about Islam without ever meeting a physical Muslim. There are benefits and, of course, dangers in an online community, so one must be careful. There is nothing like meeting righteous Muslims in real life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the effect of virtual space on our lifestyle and how it can affect our lifestyle. Have you ever thought or actually talked about the disadvantages of using the internet and virtual space? One of the negative outcomes of virtual space or cyberspace, let's say, is the reduction of communications. One of the disadvantages of the internet communication is that communication in virtual space is basically based on text. So it does not benefit from visual and auditory signs in face-to-face interactions. The second disadvantage that can be enumerated and talked about is addiction. In our society, we are also witnessing this issue with ever-increasing expansion of the internet, and the result is mental damage and excessive use of the internet, which leads to mental and intellectual dependence. The next disadvantage that we can look at and name is physical damage. Nervous pressure and mental problems, nervous tics and obesity, isolation and eye pain are among the physical damages that can come through virtual space and our addiction towards this technology.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
I titled this part Digital Wellbeing and Good Life in the Cyberspace of Internet. So, what is in it? Seeing how the internet is used now and how important it is for our communication and living world, we take this concept as undoubtedly relevant. In this state of well-being, individuals are able to use digital media to ensure their subjective comfort, safety, happiness, and satisfaction. Such digital well-being secures generally well-being. It does not concentrate just on satisfaction and minimization of side effects of using digital media, but also on the ability to use this technology to present a meaningful help to one's own potential in life. The way we use digital media and the internet is influenced by our skills and also by factors such as self-control, parent-child intervention, and etc. All these are determined by social and cultural context. Digital media or technology shape our behavior regardless of our features. And they also warn that in order to maintain digital well-being or quality of life in cyberspace, we need to introduce and form new aspects of digital skills. we reach to one of the important parts during this series of today's special, and that is tips for guiding our children on the internet. Notice to this one, for younger children, keep internet devices in the open. Children who are under the age of 12 do not need their own mobile devices or internet devices in their bedrooms. For older children, it can be debated either way. Younger children should be given access to the internet via family computers, which are kept in a place where parents can monitor their usage. This could mean having the computer set up in the lounge, study, or kitchen, but not in the child's private bedroom. This will help keep them from staying to incorrect websites. With older kids, parents need to have serious conversations with each other about when it would be appropriate to give them their own mobile phones or access to private devices.
Ask you a question. When I ask you about an iPhone, let's say this was an iPhone 14 Pro Max, Ultra, Mega, whatever, right? Is this dunya or akhirah? What do you think? This is akhirah? So when you think of Imam Ali, you think of iPhone 14 Pro Max. So this, like we said, it's a tool, right? It could be used for dunya. It could be used for your akhirah at the same time. So if you look at it from the perspective, well, it's an expensive gadget. Right now, these are costing more than $1,000 and we're wasting all this time. Yeah, that's dunya. But at the same time, you can use this, brothers and sisters, in the most beautiful way to invest in your akhirah. Now, if you look at my screen time, I don't even mind sharing it with you. Probably not. But anyway, I fall in line with the national average. I checked 7 hours a day, I'm on my smartphone. Now, is that alarming? Is that a bad addiction I should stop? I don't think so. It's not necessarily. It just depends what you're doing with it. So let me share some ideas of how we can start using the smartphone to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to become better believers, and to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll share a couple of ways. Number one, seeking knowledge. This smartphone has made seeking knowledge so much easier, brothers and sisters. Before, when I used to travel sometimes, I used to travel to deliver lectures in a place. I would need sources, right? So I would have to find a local Islamic library. I would have to find the local scholar. Sometimes I would literally have to carry 4 or 5 heavy books with me. Now I don't need to do any of that. I just need this, the small gadget. Why? Because there are so many beautiful apps that have hundreds, if not thousands, of books. All the sources that you can imagine, you can find them in this smartphone. For example, there's an app I use called iShia. iPhone, iShia. It has more than 20,000 books in it. Now, طبعا, most of them are in Arabic. That's most of the research I do is in Arabic. Any tafsir you can imagine. For the Quran, it's in that. Any book of hadith is in this book. Any book of akhlaq is in this book. 20,000 books I'm carrying in this phone. This is beautiful. I'm on the plane, right? What do? Sit down, I can read. I've prepared lectures while I'm on the plane, thanks to the smartphone. Before, I couldn't do that.
Inshallah, we continue on this topic. So be with us on the next episode of today's special. For now, our time is over. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي